Hey, what's up, everybody? My name's MJ, and you're listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. As usual, before we begin, I'd like to give a quick shout-out to my local game store, Guardian Games. You can find Guardian Games on the web at ggportland.com. I'd also like to utilize this opportunity to give a huge shout-out and thank you all the awesome people who support me over at patreon.com/MTGinQuarantine. It's a huge round of thank yous to Mr. Big Benz, Anomaly, Nick S., Frugal Brutal, Jen of the Filthy MTG Casuals, Coach J-Row, Geek Beardly, and Scoop Face for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/MTGinQuarantine for more information. Today's episode of the podcast is another fun-sized spotlight where I dig through my random long box of bulk cards and try to talk for a couple minutes about a card that I think is really, really cool. So, last time I decided to do something a little different. I went over to Scryfall and I flipped through random cards until I ran into something that was actually in my collection. So, again, I'm going to do the exact same thing here today, except for the fact that I actually haven't picked that card out ahead of time, so whatever cards you're going to be hearing here today, right now, I am picking straight from Scryfall while recording. So without further ado, I'd like to click the random card button and see what I get. First random card is loading. Okay, I do not own a Putrid Cyclops, but this seems pretty interesting. When Putrid Cyclops comes into play, scry one, then reveal the top card of your library. Putrid Cyclops gets minus X until end of turn, where X is that card's converted mana cost. That seems interesting, but it's definitely not something I have in my random box. Let's go to Relic Bind, Enchant Artifact. When target artifact opponent controls becomes tapped, you may give one life or have Relic Bind deal one damage to target player. That's interesting. That's a Legends card. $3 from Legends if you want that rare. Okay, Luby, Lord of Shu. Okay, I cannot pronounce that. Portal Three Kingdoms. Okay, keep going. Delighted Killbot. Not even technically legal in our format. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Okay, a giant token. Yeah, so I figured that it wouldn't be so difficult to be able to get a card from the list here. Oh, that's just not fair. The next card that shows up is actually a commander I've built around, oddly enough. And Peter, you're going to love me on this one. But Terranika, a Crowan Veteran. I didn't intend to do a deck tech on this one. I can later, so I will actually skip this because this is one of my favorite decks right now to play, and I really don't want to, you know, ruin the content right now. So I'm gonna keep going actually. So I guess I'm kind of cheating on my own rules here, in the fact that, you know, I said I was gonna stop at the first card I had in the long box, and then I decided not to. So anyway. Finally found something that is going to, that I know is in my long box. And that card out of Kamigawa Neon Dynasty and an all-star out of my Neon Dynasty pre-release deck is Go Shintai of Boundless Vigor. Go Shintai of Boundless Vigor is a 1-1 legendary enchantment creature shrine for costing 1 and a green and has trample. At the beginning of your end step, you may pay 1. When you do, put a +1/+1 counter on target shrine for each shrine you control. So obviously this is a huge shrine build. It literally says you have to do this on target shrine. So unfortunately there's really not much room outside of that. But again, what was really nice about this in Kamigawa Neon Dynasty pre-release was the fact that this really goes well if you are able to get a couple extra shrines from your sealed pool. I was fortunate enough to be able to pull a couple of the white Go Shintai uncommon shrines. Can't remember exactly what they're called off the top of my head right now, but I was able to have three of those in my pre-release deck, and this really worked well with those because those allowed me to create extra tokens. This allowed me to pump my other shrines or itself up. I mean, the fact it has trample on there is extremely important because you can pay one at the beginning of your end step and put a +1/+1 counter on Go Shintai of Boundless Vigor for every other shrine you control. So I was able to just pay one and be able to put one or two counters on this every end step during my pre-release. And, you know, that ended up being actually pretty powerful because after a couple of turns, this particular creature can get very large, especially in a limited environment. That's very, very powerful. And I think the same thing applies to EDH. Again, it's going to depend on exactly which shrine you have. Here, because unfortunately there's only some creature shrines that are available, and it, obviously you put a +1/+1 counter on a target shrine. But the idea is, if you're playing a lot of the non-creature shrines, this can really go off. You could easily put 10 to 15 counters, if you're lucky, on one of your shrines. And, I mean, there's definitely a lot of power there for one mana. I mean, where else can you just pay one mana and be able to get even 5 +1/+1 counters? I mean, that is just an absurd amount of value. Obviously, you need to play shrines. You need to play a very narrow strategy for this to work. So, unfortunately, it's not exactly as modal as I would like it to be. But if you are playing shrines, this is a very interesting option. And you should definitely, if you're going to build shrines, you should definitely pick this card up and at least, you know, play around with it, see what you think. Again, it's only 10 cents right now. It's an uncommon. There's a million copies out there. You can go pick up yours now. It's still standard legal, obviously. So if you're still interested in trying shrines out in standard, you can give that a try. It's, yeah. So again, that's Goshintai, Boundless Vigor. Kind of an odd card to bring up here. Not the typical thing I usually bring up on these, because I feel like, you know, it's very obvious what it does. And it really doesn't fit a wide variety of strategies. But again, that's what happens when you click the random button on Scryfall. So you kind of get what you pay for here. And I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of the MTG in Quarantine podcast. So I wanted to also mention that I will be going on break for a bit from the MTG in Quarantine podcast. You know, kind of get away for a bit, recharge my mental energies, et cetera, for a bit. So this is going to be the last episode for a little while, and I'm looking forward to my time off, kind of work on some other things, and hopefully I'll be back not in too long. So yeah, again, my name is MJ. You've been listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. Hope you enjoy it, and I will see you on the other side. Take it easy, everybody, and never stop playing Commander.